Hi, my name is Ben Hodes, Senior Program Manager for Project Siena, and welcome to Siena 101. In this video, we'll walk you through the introductory concepts of Project Siena, including how to create a table in Excel. We'll show you how to import that data into Siena, and then visualize it using galleries, sorts, and filters. So let's go ahead and get started. A useful way to think about Siena, kind of a framework to go with, is first we create our data, we get our data into Siena, and then we visualize it using our controls and visuals. Of course, then that means that the first step is to gather together our data in images. For these tutorials, I'll be creating a Windows 8 device browsing app, and you can see this full app tutorial video, building it just end to end, as well as download the assets on our website at aka.ms/projectsiena. So let's see what we've got already. I've created a folder that contains several images in it. I have a devices folder that has a whole bunch of images of Windows 8 devices. And I've also created a folder that has a bunch of logos for manufacturers of those devices. And I've put these both in a folder called Win8PC, in a folder called Siena Assets, which we'll talk about later. Next, let's talk about our Excel sheet. So here I've just gone ahead and created a very simple two Excel sheets that have links to the data and the images that we for the folder that we just created. So let's take a look at how to set this up. First, we see that we just have the data just in Excel. I have manufacturer column, I have a column of my logos, my images, and on this sheet we have a whole bunch of information about the laptop devices. Now right now these are just cells in an Excel sheet, but Siena only can find tables from Excel. So what we need to do is we need to turn this just freeform data into a table. To do that, we're going to select our data and then click on Format as a Table. Now I have included headers with my data, and these headers right there in A cell A1 and B1 are the actual names of the columns that Siena will show us when we bring the data in. So those are important. Additionally, we can see here the table name is the table name that Siena will reference. So let's name this one OEM, because that's what this table is. Likewise, on sheet 2, I'm going to select all of my data, scrolling to the bottom, holding shift, clicking, selecting it all. I'm then going to go to Format as a Table. And likewise, I have included column headers on this first row. If I didn't, Excel would automatically give me column headers, and I would have to go change those just to whatever I thought was most relevant to my app. Go ahead and update the table name here. Control S to save, and we're ready to import this into Siena. But before we do, we have one last step. Siena can only access images in very specific points on our computer. That's the videos, pictures, and music directory. It can also access the public pictures, music, and videos directory. Now, in our data, we put all of our image links to the public pictures directory. If we take a look real quick, we'll see it. We put all of our images in C, users, public, pictures, and then Siena Assets is where we copied our folder. So, we need to copy our Siena Assets folder to this location. I'm going to go ahead, right-click, copy Siena Assets. Go to C, Users, Public, Public Pictures, and paste our folder. If you're on Windows 8.1, there's one last step, and that's to add the Public Pictures directory to my Users Pictures directory. To do that, go back one level up to Public, right-click Public Pictures, select Include in Library, and then click Pictures. I've already included my public pictures into my library. For you, it should complete successfully. And that's it. Let's jump into Siena and get started building. As mentioned, a great framework to think about when using Siena is first get your data into the app, and then we visualize our data. So let's get our data in. To do that, you go to File, right-click or swipe from the top if your top app bar isn't already visible. Go to Data Sources. We're going to use Excel. And we're just going to click on the gray box. and we're going to navigate to the desktop because that's where we had our Win8 PC folder. We'll go inside of that, and there's the Excel sheet that we created. There are our table names just as we defined them. I'll select the tables I want to import and click Import Data. There you go. Sienna has properly imported all of our data, and since we can see our images, we know that we've copied over the Sienna Assets folder correctly. Excellent. Step two, let's visualize our data. To do this, we're going to use a gallery. So I'm going to click Add a Visual or the plus button in the upper right. I'll go to Galleries, and let's go with, in this case, let's say Image Gallery with Caption. I'll go down here and have it just pick up my Devices table. And just like that, we're visualizing all of the data in our Excel sheet. But you know what? I don't want to see all the data in my Excel sheet. Let's say, theoretically, I only want to see laptops or all-in-one devices. To do that, we'll need to filter our data. So now that we've brought our data in, we've visualized it, we can filter our visualization. How do you do this? Using very simple Excel-like syntax. So I'm going to go over to my Data tabs down here. We have Data, Design, and Behavior Properties in Project Sienna. So I'm going to go ahead to our Data and click on Items. And this is what defines what our gallery is going to show. Before, we just selected devices, but now I actually want to filter this. So using an Excel-like syntax, I'm just going to type filter. And we see that as we type, IntelliSense helps us understand what we need to be typing. I'm going to say I'm going to filter my devices so that my device, which is the device type, is equal to, say it's equal to laptop. And now I only see laptops. Of course, if I wanted to change this and say that I wanted to see only all-in-one machines, Sienna refreshes automatically. Now this is great, but we did hard code the value. What if I wanted to filter this gallery based on, let's say, another gallery? I'm going to go ahead and bring in another visualization, a gallery, this time a vertical image gallery, and I'm going to point this one to my OEM table. There are OEM images. I'm going to do a little design work by selecting design. Whoops. First, I'm going to select the image in the image gallery. Then I'm going to go to design. I'm going to select on image position. And I'm going to do fit so I can see the image. And I'm going to resize my galleries so I have more space. Excellent. Now, let's make it so that this gallery updates based on what I've clicked on in this gallery. To do this, we're going to select our gallery one more time. We'll go to our data, and we'll go to items. Now, this gallery on the left here isn't about what device type, but it is about what kind of manufacturer it is. So let's update this expression to say manufacturer equals, let's just hard code it at first, let's try HP. Now we only see HP devices. We do Acer, we'll only see Acer devices. Great. But like we said, we wanted to pick this up dynamically, so let's remove our hard-coded string here, and instead say that we want manufacturer to be equal to the second gallery we added, the selected column, or the selected item from that gallery, and then we want to pull out the manufacturer column and say that those are equal. Now, as I click, we see my filter is working. And if I right-click or swipe from the top and go to preview, we see that it's working exactly as I expect. Thank you for watching the Sienna 101 video. In this video, we showed you how to create Excel data, create an Excel table, import your Excel table into Project Sienna, and then do a simple filter on your visualization of your data. In our Project Sienna 102 video, we'll go even farther to show you more power about Project Sienna, including how to use collections. Thank you very much.